You're listening to the audio production of The Liturgical Year by Joan Chittister, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Karen Ireland. Foreword read by Deborah Seidel. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
This book is dedicated to liturgists everywhere, and in a special way to my Benedictine sisters, Marilyn Schaubel and Charlotte Zallet, whose commitment to liturgical education and liturgical planning both freshens an ancient faith and deepens the soul of the Church. Note to the reader. For obvious reasons, this work on the liturgical year is presented from the framework lived for centuries by the Roman Catholic community. For instance, because I bring to the subject a life formed in a Roman Catholic Benedictine monastery, it uses a Roman Catholic liturgical calendar to explain the relation of one type of feast to another. It uses the distinction between major feasts and feria days, between ordinary time and Christmas or Easter, as it has developed in that church over the centuries. Nevertheless, it is, at the end, simply one particular template of a liturgical year that is common to all Christian denominations. In some cases, it will reveal itself in the use of language. Catholics talk about feast days, for instance, and mean celebrations. We divide feasts under the categories of major and minor feasts to distinguish between greater or lesser celebrations. We carry with us some Latin names for what are now very contemporary events, like the Triduum, referring to the 3 days that are the height of Holy Week, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. But however the Catholic tradition may reveal itself here, it is not this specific template that is important to this book. It is the liturgical poles of the Christian life, Christmas and Easter, that are common to us all, that is the real content of the work. It is the nature of liturgical spirituality itself, the attempt to live the Jesus life over and over again all the years of our lives, that is of the essence of this book. It is about the spirituality of joy and suffering, of waiting and faith, of asceticism and celebration, of loss and hope that marks all our lives and that needs to be strengthened, deepened, revisited, and rediscovered in the life of Jesus and the life of the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?